Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. President Trump said Monday that he plans to sign an executive order preempting artificial intelligence regulations at the state level. DFL Representative Kristen Bonner just attended a national conference on AI and cybersecurity and says the consensus was the states should still regulate it.
Reality is that we know that states are the incubators, right? We are the folks who are the laboratories of democracy. We are the folks who come up with the ideas, the ways to innovate, to improve, to solution for everyday challenges that our citizens face.
Bonner says she had state lawmakers from both sides tell her when it comes to protecting its citizens, the states are the best to decide the rules. Indigenous rights activist Winona LaDuke says her family farm was riddled with bullets in a drive-by shooting last month. The incident occurred around 6 p.m. November 18th at her property near Osage. LaDuke told the Minnesota Star Tribune that her grandchildren were inside the home when gunfire erupted, forcing them to duck for cover. "They almost killed my grandchildren," she said. Investigators later recovered about a dozen bullets and casings from kitchen cabinets, walls, and broken windows. Despite the severity of the attack, LaDuke says she has received little communication from law enforcement weeks into the investigation. The Becker County Sheriff's Office has described the shooting as a rare incident and confirmed that the case remains open. Kelly Schmidt, CEO of the Minnesota Beef Council, expressed optimism about the strength of U.S. beef demand. He noted that consumer interest in beef products remains robust, even as the industry navigates certain challenges. He says consumers are willing to pay more for beef.
Because no matter what the market, you need that. And as the supply ebbs and flows, you can be rewarded when we're in a low cattle supply right now. That's why we see the prices where we're at. We're short on cattle, but people are really demanding the product.
In other headlines, the Meeker County Sheriff's Department reports that a 35-year-old woman from Cosmos was killed early Monday morning after being struck by a train near Litchfield. Authorities say the incident occurred around 12:40 a.m. at a railroad crossing on the east side of town. Investigators determined the train was traveling westbound when the woman, identified as Raina Matthews, was walking on the tracks and was struck and killed. With more snow in the forecast, snowmobile riders in Minnesota need to keep a few things in mind when they hit the trails this season. DNR snowmobile program consultant Wade Miller says make sure you're respecting private property.
We have over 22,000 miles of snowmobile trails in Minnesota, and most of those trail miles are at the pleasure and permission of private landowners. Landowners allow clubs to have a trail across their property to make those connections across the state, and folks should stay on the trails, do not deviate or go off trail.
This is MNN.